Hello again, everyone. Well, I'm sorry to say that my last boo was rather pointless and silly in parts, especially when I started imitating a character from South Park. Although at least I didn't sink to the level of going, "Screw you guys, I'm going home." Probably only because it didn't occur to me at the time. Anyhow, I thought that in order to mitigate the silliness factor of my last boo, I should create another one, hopefully this time a more erudite post. Therefore, inspired by the inimitable, wonderful Omani blog, or Paul Omani, I'm going to share three of my favorite quotations with you all. Paul posted three of his favorites not that long ago, and he encouraged others to do the same, so here I am. I'm actually what I would call a quotophile. I have a whole file full of quotes on my computer because I collect them. So here are three of my favorites from that file. The first is, "The man who has no imagination has no wings." And that was very wisely spoken, I think anyway, by Cassius Clay, otherwise known as Muhammad Ali. The second quote is attributed to Tori Amos, who is one of my favorite musicians of all time. Now, I don't deny that her singing, or at least her diction, tends to leave something to be desired, shall we say? But she is one of the most amazing pianists I've ever heard in my life, and certainly the most creative one. So, during an interview, she once said, "There is value in everybody's gifts, no matter how strange it seems or how hard it is to find." That, folks, is something I believe very strongly. And my third quote is from Jane Austen, who once said, "Friendship is certainly the finest balm for the pangs of disappointed love." That, of course, would be balm as in B-A-L-M, not B-O-M-B. There's been far too much talk lately of B-O-M-B-S. We should instead be talking about B-A-L-M and healing. Right, that's enough nonsense from me, but at least the quotes weren't nonsense.